Our next guest played 474 games, was a Stanley Cup champion in the National Hockey League. He is George Parros, who joins us on Brady and Walker on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and nationwide on Sportsnet 360. George, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
No problem, guys. How you doing?
Really good. Did you get a good look at this? I know you don't watch probably a lot of Swedish Elite League stuff online late at night. Who does? But did you get a good look at this this incident with Mr. DeVoe? What did you think of it?
I did. You guys sent me the clips so I could take a look. I haven't seen anything quite like it in a long time, and it's pretty gutless. I couldn't believe it. I didn't really. It was pretty grainy. The video quality, but. You know, you say he didn't catch him in the shin guards, which is good, I guess, but obviously it's a tough precedent. They want to be like, oh, well, he caught him in the shin guard, so it's okay. It's like, you don't know if he tried to or what, so.
No, and DeVoe's argument is, well, he played in the game. That said, you know, you played college hockey. Andrew and I have seen plenty of both, and I want to ask, because we all, a lot of times Canadian people get this perception that the NCAA and the conferences, it's a lot more stick action, a lot more stick swing, but you've never been on a team where you've seen anything quite like that, have you?
No, it's absurd. I mean, there's no room for this anywhere. I obviously don't see that in college or anything like that, but you know, you can't allow for this to happen. I can't believe he played. You know, obviously, I guess the video wasn't out there or anything like that, but my God, it's just there's no room for this. You take a number, if a guy gave him a dirty hit in the game before, you take a number and you lick him clean in the game. I mean, this is absurd.
You talk about eras and things, not like, well, I won't say things like this, because back in the day, I mean, it was like slapshot. Guys would have stick fights, basically.
Yeah.
And then things change over, and now we've seen kind of really the elimination of a tough guy, and you will be kind of one of the last of your breed in a sense. For you, what would have been your perfect era? I mean, would you have relished playing in the mid-80s, the early 90s? Do you like when you played? Are you before your time, after your time? How do you see it?
Interesting question. I liked when I think I played at the right time for me. There's certainly, I like the era of the Broad Street Bullies. You see guys like the Hammer Schultz, David Hammer Schultz, and he's like, some of these clips, you know, you've got a guy against the boards and his arms are all tied up, so he starts like throwing his shoulder into his chin and stuff like that, like against the glass. It's pretty hilarious. There's certainly some interesting times in the fighting eras, but I think that was appropriate for my time and place.
George Parros, our guest. So we've only got a couple of minutes. Your thoughts on your most recent team before you retired, the Montreal Canadiens. You know what the ride was like watching them play very well, play, not as challenging a first round with Tampa, but the series with Boston was a classic. What do they look like to you? They have almost all the exact same pieces. They really haven't added or subtracted much. There's no Thomas Vanek. What do you see of them going into the postseason?
I've said it while I was there and after this team, Carey Price is too good not to win a Stanley Cup. Not without jinxing him or anything like that, but he's so good. He's going to give them a chance every time he's healthy. So, I hope that it happens for him. He's a great guy, and there's a lot of great guys in that locker room. I like the team. I like the makeup. As soon as I got there, there's a great feeling and buzz in the room. So Mark Bergevin has done a good job there, and I think this team definitely has what it takes, if it's this year or whatever. I think they have that ability and that threat.
George Parros, our guest on Brady and Walker. So the Habs are in the conversation for the President's Trophy still. As is your other old team. You won a Stanley Cup with them, the Anaheim Ducks. Now, Anaheim has only four games left, but they lead the points race right now. Is this as good of a Ducks team as you've seen? Do you think they would be the team to beat in the West? How do you view them right now?
Yeah, I think they look great. They've got they certainly have an interesting lineup too. You know, they got a great mix of physicality, size, skill. They've always had that, it seems. It's obviously a different team than what we had there when I was there back in the cup run, but they've got a lot of great pieces there too. Up front, Getzlaff and Perry, and those two guys are so dynamic, and if their goaltending comes through, they're certainly great contenders to come out of the West and can do it again.